Warning, content may cause spontaneous combustion. We are bringing the fire with 3 sizzling episodes a week. Spice up your routine with Fantasy Tuesdays. Get cozy with me and with bedtime stories on Wednesdays. And let me unleash your wild side on Thursdays. Subscribe now to get alerts when new episodes drop, because things are about to get wicked. I love getting wicked, don't you?
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Step into the shadows of my mind, where warped hells and forbidden desires collide. I'm Wicked Ashlyn, and things are about to get deliciously dark. Want to get to know the woman behind the mic? Visit wickedashlyn.com. Connect, play games, maybe even spoil me a little. Today's first story is how I got into the business. I have known since forever that my tits were a thing that guys love. They are perfect. They look sexy in just about any bra. The cleavage is amazing. They will bring you to your knees. You will kneel down, look up at them, and just love them. You will want to smother your face with them. Guys worship them daily. I have guys going broke for them. It's definitely something they want. I sell custom tit worship videos on nightflirt.com, which is something you can find out about on my website, wickedashlyn.com. And they are something you don't want to miss out on. The way I slide my nails against my big, beautiful breasts. Guys worship that. They love it. It's something that they just jerk off to daily. You will love jerking off to it daily. Like I've said, I've known since forever that they were weakness to guys. I use them to get what I want. I love showing off my cleavage no matter where I go. Of course, I try to be a good girl now and again, but who wants to be a good girl? Being wicked is the best part of being alive, isn't it? Taking risks, knowing that wherever I go, men are staring at my cleavage, that they're wanting them, that they want to touch them, kiss them, and need them in their life. And you will too. Definitely, you will love them, you will worship them, and you will need them. Be sure to check them out. You don't want to miss out on these big, beautiful, wonderful tits of mine. They feel so nice and soft. I take very good care of them. Your fingers sliding against them, you would love it. You would love feeling how soft they are against the palm of your hand. But of course, only really good boys can even maybe get to think about touching them. For now, all you can do is worship them. All you can do is give in to them. And you will. Just give in that first time and you will not want to go back. You will want them and need them and love them in your life. Like I said, go to wickedashlyn.com. Look into me, connect with me, and get addicted to these big, beautiful, wonderful tits of mine. This first confession comes from a wife. She goes to a bookstore with her husband, and let's just say things go a lot more wicked than she thought they would. My husband took me to the bookstore before. The store part was nice and clean, brightly lit, but the back where the booths were smelly, dark, and well, you get the idea. I agreed to fulfill a fantasy of ours. I would be in a booth and either suck cocks through the glory hole or let some, when he picked them, fuck me. I wore a mini dress in red that barely covered my tits and had no underwear on. Upon passing the gate to get in, he immediately raised my skirt so anyone who walked by could see my pussy and my ass. Once in the back, he pulled down from the top and my tits were also on display. I insisted on using condoms, no bear cum in my mouth or my pussy. I did let him fuck me and cum in me with the door open at first. That put a cock in both holes on either side of our booths. He left the door open and stood outside watching me. I used condoms and sucked both of the guys off, blowing off the condoms from their spent cocks and letting them fall to the floor. He saw one really big white cock after a couple more BJs and told me to suck and stick it in my pussy. I did as I was told and was getting a pretty good railing. I felt something strange though. I swear I could feel his cum through the condom. He finished, I pulled off and the condom had broken. I'm guessing he was too big for it. I was scared. My husband just shrugged. I now had two loads inside me. He wasn't sated until I had 10 condoms on the floor, all filled with assorted men's sperm, and of course, two sperm loads inside me. Next was a big black cock. I mean, really big. I looked at my husband longingly and he nodded. I slipped on the condom and sucked, then stuck it in my pussy. The guy stopped and said he wanted to come over to my booth. He came in, and my husband watched while the black guy fucked me silly. I hadn't come, but I did with him 3 times. Then again, I felt something strange, and I knew. He had taken off the condom, and my husband knew it, and watched him deposit his sperm into my white pussy. My husband couldn't take it after that. He fucked me again, savagely. I asked him to put on a condom. He asked why, and I said we didn't know if either of those guys had any diseases. He didn't stop. Just fuck me again. I walked out with my tits out, dressed above my cooch and ass, and 4 loads of cum leaking down my thighs as I walked. There were 10 condoms full of sperm in the booths on the floor. I was so damn nervous. I wouldn't have them protect his sex for 2 weeks, then got a test, and we had escaped the bad possibilities. That was 4 weeks ago, and I just missed my period. Chica was in for a big surprise, wasn't she? This next confession is about an adult store where she would go in and purchase her adult toys, things like that. Let's see what happens to her. But it's wicked. In college, I frequently used this one adult store to purchase my adult toys and items. I became friends with a female who worked there. One day she asked, "You come in here a lot. Do you want to actually get laid?" I knew I had no problem getting laid, but I answered yes. She explained that they had a room in the back with a glory hole that people could use for $20 per hour. It sounded exciting, so one night I decided to try it. Paid my $20 and proceeded to the room. A man who worked at the store took my picture and displayed it on a small TV right outside the room I was using. He explained the picture was so people could see who was in the room. He came in with me to make sure I was safe. He just sat in the corner. I began masturbating, and a few moments later, a huge cock came through a hole in the wall. I started stroking the dick while still masturbating. The guy in the corner told me that I could do whatever I wanted. At first, I was nervous, but as the time passed, I began stroking and sucking the dick. I was so wet. I began taking my clothes off. The first dick that I stroked came all over my face. I was just rubbing my pussy the entire time. The dick eventually left. One by one, dicks entered. I stroked, and or sucked, and then left the hole. As time passed, I ended up naked, not even caring about the man in the room who was there to make sure I was safe. A big black dick entered the hole, and it looked amazing. I asked if I was allowed to fuck it. "You could do whatever you want," he pointed to a stack of condoms. I grabbed one and put it on the cock. I positioned myself so I could guide that big dick into my pussy. I began fucking it, inching it in deeper and deeper with every stroke. I could tell the man in the corner was getting excited, so I began rubbing his cock from the outside of his pants. Eventually, his pants were off, and I began sucking his dick while getting fucked by the dick in the wall. I was so wet with everything that was happening. Eventually, I sucked the black dick, and the dick came all over my tits. Then another dick entered the hole. By this time, the man with me was fully involved with what I was doing. I sucked him if I was fucking, or he fucked me while I was sucking. Even fingered my ass, which added to my excitement. I definitely went through at least 13 dicks before I decided to be done. The man in the room with me was the only guy who came directly in my mouth and the only load I swallowed. He left the room, I got dressed and left. On my way home, I realized that every man that stuck their cocks in the wall paid $50 to do so, and that I had no idea what they even looked like. They all saw who were sucking and fucking them because of the picture posted on the TV outside my room. But most of all, I realized I had paid the store $20 so that they could use me to sell the glory hole to men. The store made money off my horniness, and I didn't get anything. To this day, I still don't know how I feel about that. Those are some very wicked women, aren't they? I love confessions, don't you? And if you have a confession that you would love me to read on the podcast, just look for the confession link under podcast on wickedashland.com, and I will be happy to read them on the show. Like I said, I love the dirty, wicked, kinky confessions. Okay, my second story. Since we just had those very nice, dirty, kinky, risk-taking confessions, my second story is going to be about risk-taking. I love taking risks. I love making my subs take risks. That's something that you can look forward to with me if you're a risk-taker. It makes your heart pump. It makes that cock of yours throb. It turns you on when I have you do risk-taking. And when I'm talking about risk-taking, I'm talking about going in your front yard, sliding your hand into your pants, stroking that cock of yours, or going to a movie theater, sliding your hand inside your pants, and stroking. Of course, you'll be alone in the row, but you'll be stroking your cock inside your pants. Getting it hard for me. Getting it throbbing for me. Or you'll be at home with your wife. And I'm texting you dirty, wicked things. So many things that makes your cock hard and throb. And you need to play. You want to play. Knowing that your wife is in the next room. I'm telling you what to do. And you pull that cock out and you start stroking it, not caring that your wife could walk in any moment as you're doing what your mistress wants, as you're pleasing your mistress. Feels good, doesn't it? That's something you want, something you need. Good. I want you to contact me. I want you to take risks with me. I want you to be naughty every single day. I'm going to push your limits and you're going to enjoy it. In fact, you're going to beg me for it. Contact me. Let's see how wicked we can get you to be. I can't wait because it turns me on just as much as it's going to turn you on. Today's Dirty Talk with Ashlyn phone set segment. I'm going to tell you 3 phone calls I've had with subs. I do not say names. I will not tell you who the sub is. No personal details. Just 3 stories of phone calls I've had. First one is a guy that I was doing Locktober with. Locktober is where you lock yourself up in chastity for the month of October and you do tasks for me. He went out and bought a little chastity device from the store, locked himself up, and we would play daily together. He would complete his tasks like a good boy. He would open up his wallet and submit. And one day we're on the phone and I have him just playing with himself a bit while he's locked up in this chastity device. And as you can tell, your cock, it's probably throbbing pretty hard in this thing. You're wanting it to be out. You're wanting to play. And I told him that he could release it and he could play as long as he paid my fee. My fee was $50 at the time. He wanted to. He paid it and he went to go remove it. He ended up stuck in it. He could not remove it. It was not coming undone. He was stuck. So we're on the phone together and he's trying his hardest to remove this device and he's wanting so bad to play and get wicked with me and be able to come. I mean, he paid the fee, so why not? But he was stuck. Couldn't get undone. Poor guy. Well, I talked with him. I kept him calm. That's something that you can learn with me as a mistress is I'm always there for you when you need me. Within reason, of course. And I talked to him and eventually we got it out. He finally got freed. He was able to play. Man, when you're locked in a chastity device and you cannot get it removed, you panic. Especially if you're wanting to play. To this day, he still locks himself up in chastity for me. He hasn't gotten stuck again, and he's looking forward to the next Locktober with me. definitely got to take precautions. And of course, always, always take care of yourself when you're in chastity. And like I said, if you have me as a mistress, I make sure you're taken care of, and I always will. So that was my first story, stuck in chastity device. Like I said, it was interesting. We, to this day, still laugh about it. I mean, he didn't let it scare him off, and that's a good thing. Never let something scare you off. Things are going to happen. You just move on and have a good laugh about it down the road. And we do. We still continue to play together. Now, my second story is called Gay for Pay. I had this sub, loves playing with me, but he was broke, couldn't keep a job. I don't know if he couldn't keep a job or if he just didn't want a job. And I do work with incomes. You know, I do take in your income as consideration, but you have to be able to pay something. I don't do this for free. You have to be able to open your wallet. So like I said, I do it based on income. I work with you. Well, he had no income. He started out with an income. He would lose his job or quit, start another job, quit. It was just over and over again. It actually got kind of annoying towards the end. But he's like, look, I want to serve you. I need to serve you. I crave to serve you. So I put him to work. I said, okay, you want to serve me. You want to work. You can't hold a job, but you want to continue paying my fees. I made him go on nightflirt.com. He made a profile and he took phone calls. I let him keep some of the money, or the rest of the money went towards me. I mean, you don't go to McDonald's and expect them to serve you food for free. You don't go to Walmart and be like, hey, I don't have money for this. Can I just go? You can't expect me to do stuff for free either. So, gay for pay. He talked to men. And when I say he talked to men, he had to talk about sucking their dicks, taking their cocks in his ass. He was gay for pay. And he did that for months. And you'd be shocked at how much guys will pay for this. They love fucking a nice, tight ass. Watching a guy's mouth go up and down on their cocks. They love it. And so he did this. He did this to make money to be able to afford me. Now, he's no longer a sub of mine because, like I said, he does not like to keep jobs. And if you have no money, you have no purpose for me. I do work with incomes, but I'm not going to sit there and give you free content. You got to pay. My third story is interesting. When I first started on Night Flirt, I just did tit worships. That's all I did. Well, then I learned that sissies are very popular. Guys love being turned into sissies. So I learned how to train my first sissy. Now, she and I to this day are still friends. We still talk. We do not talk as much as we used to. She got the life that she finally wanted, and I helped her get there. I made tasks for her to where she would go to the store. You know, things that at first probably embarrass you, going into a panty store and buying panties and a bra. Going to a hair salon and getting your hair done. Going to a nail salon and getting your nails done. She even went out and got a tattoo that I designed for her. And she loves it to this day. It's a purple butterfly. Purple's my favorite color. Purple's her favorite color. And she loves the tattoo. She got her ears pierced for me. She got wigs. She loved getting her nails done after a while. And like I said, when you first start, you get nervous because here you are. Male walking into these stores, buying panties and high heels and getting your nails done. But once she finally makes that transformation into the woman you want to be, it is worth it. It feels amazing. You love it. You can finally be who you want to be. And that's how it should be. She is a very beautiful woman. I taught her how to go to the club. I taught her how to suck cock. And to this day, she's in a happily relationship. And that's how it needs to be. If you want to be a woman, you need to learn the proper way to do it. You need to be who you want to be, who you crave to be. And once you are, once you give in to that, you are just so happy because you're finally being who you want to be, the person you are meant to be. So if that's something you're interested in, that's a training you want to do, go to wickedashlyn.com, go to nightflirt.com, look up Wicked Ashlyn on it, get in contact with me. I would love to train you to be the woman you want to be. I would love to help you get past the hurdles that you might have. You could already be in training and just need to ask questions, just need a woman's advice. Contact me. I will help you. Now, I'm going to let you in on a secret that I do not have advertised on my website. You can talk to me for 8 minutes for free if you have never used Night Flirt. Go to call/chatme link, click on the Night Flirt advertisement. Night Flirt will give you 3 free minutes. Then send a message to me through Night Flirt that you signed up from the podcast, and I'll send you an additional 5 minutes. And this is a way to talk to me for free, especially if you want to ask me questions, want to get to know me. You have 5 minutes to talk to me. Then you'd have to put money on to continue the conversation, but it's a way to get going. And once you get going, you will not want to go back. You will want it. You will crave it. And you will love being able to take those risks with me or be turned into the woman that you want to be or just anything that you want to talk about. I'm here. Talk to me. Let's get to know each other. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you'd like to learn more about me as a mistress or submitting a confession, visit my website, wickedashlyn.com. And as always, keep wicked for me.